this way. And the it's been mentioned on this floor that it's not.
Will the members please register their presence by voting? Clerk, please take quorum.
36 present, 4 absent.
Representative Miller.
Mr. Speaker, Representatives Green, Hayes, Lathine, and Parr are excused from the call of the House today, which accounts for all members.
Our chaplain today is Lieutenant Floyd Blake Bacon of the Salvation Army. Will the House please rise for prayer? Representative Eliason.
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that the prayer be spread in German.
Hearing no objection, motion is adopted. The clerk please certifies the correctness of the Daily Journal.
As Chief Clerk, I certify as to the correctness of the journals for the 68th through the 70th days in House Supplement Number 22.
Representative Miller.
Speaker, I'll ask unanimous consent this body approve the journals as certified by the Chief Clerk for the 68th, 69th, and 70th days and for House Supplement Number 22.
Hearing no objection. The motion is adopted. Brings us to introduction of guests. Are there guests for introduction to the chambers? Representative Byrne.
Mr. Speaker, usually I go home every weekend, but this weekend, you remember, was St. Patrick's Day, and I didn't make it back to Anchorage. But one of my sons came down to check up on me, and he's Paul, sitting in Gallery B there. Stand up, Paul, and take a bow.
Are there any messages from the governor?
No, Mr. Speaker.
Messages from the Senate.
The Senate has approved unanimously the following citations, and they are returned. In memoriam, Christian Frederick Weiler. In memoriam, James Joseph Rebar. Commending Congressman Lloyd Meads. They've been sent to enrolling. The Senate has passed the following, and they are transmitted herewith for consideration. Senate Bill Number 484, amended by the Rules Committee by request of the governor. An act relating to protecting public roads and highways.
Referred to the State Affairs Committee.
I have no further messages from the Senate, Mr. Speaker.
Communications?
No, Mr. Speaker.
Reports of standing committees.
The Committee on Resources has had House Bill 888, designating the bowhead whale as the state marine mammal, under consideration. Three members of the committee recommend it do pass. The report was signed by Mr. Osterbach, Chairman, concurred in by Osterbach, Malone, and Miller. Signing no recommendation, Bennett, Snyder, Urien, and Smith. House Bill 888 has no further referral. I have no further standing committee reports, Mr. Speaker.
Reports of special committees?
No, Mr. Speaker.
Introduction of citations and resolutions?
No, Mr. Speaker.
Introduction of House bills?
House Bill 896 by the Hess Committee, an act relating to emergency medical services.
Referred to the Committee on Health, Education, Social Services, and Finance.
House Bill 897 by the Health, Education, and Social Services Committee, an act making a special appropriation to the Department of Health and Social Services, Division of Public Health, for expenses of the Emergency Medical Services Section, and to provide grants and aid for the support of emergency medical services and providing for an effective date.
Health, Education, Social Services, and Finance.
House Bill 898 by the Resources Committee, an act making a special appropriation to the Department of Commerce and Economic Development for allocation to the Alaska Fisheries Development Corporation and providing for an effective date.
Resources and Finance.
I have no further bills for introduction, Mr. Speaker.
Brings us down to consideration of the calendar. Clerk, please read the first item on the calendar.
Senate Bill Number 517, amended by Hackney, Huber, and Poland. An act relating to the Alaska Pipeline Commission. The Committee on Commerce has had Senate Bill 517 amended under consideration. A majority of the committee recommends it reports it back as recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Mr. McKinnon, chairman, concurred in by McKinnon, Parr, Carpenter, Hayes, and Brown, signing no recommendation, Chatterton and Bradley. I have no amendments on my desk, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Miller.
Speaker, unless members have amendments, I'll ask unanimous consent that Senate Bill 517 be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading, and placed on final passage.
Hearing no objection, the motion is adopted. The clerk, please read Senate Bill 517 in third reading.
Senate Bill number 517 amended by Hackney, Huber, and Poland, an act relating to the Alaska Pipeline Commission.
Representative McKinnon.
Mr. Speaker, the intent of this bill is to take care of an inequity that exists now in the current Pipeline Commission law, and that's that when a pipeline tariff is filed and there's a disagreement over whether the filing or there's disagreement between the carrier and the commission over what the tariff should be, the carrier is allowed to charge the higher tariff with the difference being put in escrow so that the shipper, for instance, North Pole Refinery, is required to pay the higher rate, and the difference between what the commission thinks the tariff should be and what the carrier thinks it should be is put in escrow. This bill would change the law somewhat to allow shipper to substitute a bond or a letter of credit in place of the escrow requirement so that the cash flow problem that is created on the part of the shipper is alleviated somewhat by allowing the substitution of a bond.
Is there further discussion? Ready for the question. The question is, shall Senate Bill 517 pass the House? Members may proceed to vote. Does any member fail to vote? Clerk, please lock the roll. Does any member wish to change his vote? Clerk, please take the roll.
Yeas, 1 Nay, 6 Excused.
And so Senate Bill 517 has passed the House. Clerk, please read the next item on the calendar.
Mr. Speaker.
Representative Bradley.
I'd like to serve a notice of reconsideration of my vote on Senate Bill 517.
Clerk, please note Representative Bradley's notice of reconsideration of his vote on Senate Bill 517. Clerk, please read the next item on the calendar.
House Joint Resolution Number 54 by Cooper, Dankworth, and Hayes, requesting the Postmaster General to improve postal service in Sand Lake. The Committee on State Affairs has had House Joint Resolution 54 under consideration. A majority of the committee recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for House Joint Resolution 54 and that it do pass. The report was signed by Mr. Bradley, Chairman, concurred in by Bradley, Nakak, Kelly, Dankworth, and Miles. I have one committee substitute on my desk, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Miller.
Mr. Speaker, I'll move adoption of the committee substitute in lieu of the original bill. Ask unanimous consent.
Hearing no objection, the motion is adopted. Is the clerk of amendments to the committee substitute?
No, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Miller.
Speaker, I'll ask unanimous consent that H.J.R. 54 be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading, and placed on final passage.
Hearing no objection, the motion is adopted. The clerk, please read House Joint Resolution 54 in third reading.
Committee substitute for House Joint Resolution Number 54 by the State Affairs Committee, requesting the Postmaster General to improve postal service in Sand Lake and Diomede.
Representative Dankworth.
I think this resolution is rather self-explanatory in reading it. What we want to do is cause the Postal Service and federal government to look a little more into these areas, and like in Sand Lake, happened to be one that a great many people have moved into that area. It's a large area. And for some reason, they've come up with this system where they'll get a large store and put a very small little box over in the corner and call it a post office. And it doesn't really afford any services for the people. And there's a lot of people out in the Sand Lake area that don't have automobiles. They don't have ways to communicate. And I think sometimes in this postal service, we're looking in an area where the cost is going up and the service is going down. It often happens in government operations. We're getting less and less services, but the cost goes up. So what we would like to ask them to do is go out, and I talked to the postmaster in Anchorage, and see if the federal government couldn't give a little better service out in that area and possibly put in some rental boxes and help some of those people that don't have transportation.
Further discussion. Ready for the question. Question is, shall House Joint Resolution 54 pass the House? Members may proceed to vote. Does any member fail to vote? Clerk, please lock the roll. Does any member wish to change his vote? Clerk, please take the roll.
Yeas, no nays, 5 excused.
And so House Joint Resolution 54 has passed the House. Representative Miller.
Speaker, may we be at ease?
House, please stand at ease. We're through with today's calendar and down to unfinished business. Is there any unfinished business come before the House? I had a request from the chairman of the Resources Committee to waive referral on Senate Bill 473, which is a bill making an appropriation for the Skagway campground. The companion House bill was reported to Finance earlier by the State Affairs Committee. There's no objection. Waive the resources referral on Senate Bill 473 and the bill go to the Finance Committee. Is there further unfinished business to come before the House? Are there any special orders? Representative Smith.
Mr. Speaker, may we revert to introduction of guests, please?
Without objection, revert to introduction of guests. Representative Smith.
In Gallery A is a friend of mine from when I lived in Juneau before. She's in school in California now, and I think most of you know her father. Her name is Claudia Coyner.
Representative Cooper.
Mr. Speaker, in the most recent edition...
Are you under introduction of guests?
No.
I thought we were in special orders,
okay. Mr. Speaker.
We reverted to introduction of guests. Are there any further guests for introduction at this time? If not, we'll continue with the regular order of business. We're under special orders. Representative Cooper.
Speaker, the most recent edition of the Alaska Advocate carried a report of a meeting in Bethel, which I attended on subsistence and other matters. The report in the newspaper contained the statement that I had endorsed H.R. 39 as it now stands. Now, ordinarily, I wouldn't feel called upon to comment on that before this body, but the other body, a member of the other body last week, saw fit to read that article on the floor of the Senate. I'd like to say that at no time did I endorse H.R. 39. I've never endorsed it, and I don't endorse it. What I did say is that with certain reservations, I would endorse Title 7 of H.R. 39, which is an entirely different proposition than the whole bill. I think that matter should be cleared up, and I think it's in order to comment on it today.
Are there any more special orders? Representative Phillips.
Media with his consent.
months of the year with them. I just see all kinds of ways of muzzling our state legislators here in Juneau, and I really just object to this bureaucratic regulation to keep us away from our constituency. I'll be darned if that will happen, at least with me, and I hope that members of this body will attend this hearing this afternoon in the courthouse room and object to this regulation. I think this is just abusing the privileges of my office and also the privileges of my constituency of content. I can't say any strong, but I just really object to it.
Representative Brown.
Mr. Speaker, in the same subject.
You have the floor, Representative Brown.
Mr. Speaker, if I remember correctly, the proposed regulations that Mr. Phillips has referred to, or that have also been commented on before by Mr. Parr on this floor, in my view, start out not all that badly, that it just gives some kind of a rule of thumb for determining whether or not somebody is really doing their job or basically having the state use state funds to subsidize a prospective campaign for somebody who hasn't yet filed. But that introductory language, or is kind of a rule of thumb to determine whether or not there's kind of a violation, I guess, has been what we've been told was the practice and the view of the Public Offices Commission for about 2.5 or 3 years now. But there's another section that is much worse there that follows that up, that seems to be their new proposed enforcement method that, at least read according to its plain meaning, could make it mean that they have the right to tap our telephones and read every piece of correspondence, individual correspondence, as opposed to, say, a newsletter or something that goes out of our offices. And I think that they're mowing lawns with an atomic bomb here, and I don't think I'm going to be able to make that meeting. I hope some members are there besides Mr. Phillips with him to join in expressing our concerns on that section.
Representative Swanson.
Yes, Mr. Speaker, I think a few weeks ago I called the attention to the members of the body here to everyone to read those regulations. It's not only what Mr. Brown has said, Mr. Phillips, but also those regulations include penalties of people losing their retirement system, their benefits if they're a state worker. In some of the regulations, it's that they would become a power under their own, where we wouldn't be able to touch them. I urge everyone to go to that meeting, and I hope that we could dump those regulations, the whole works, and make them start over.
Are there any more special orders? Representative Nakak.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. May I have the privilege of the floor to speak on the committee substitute for HJR number 54?
Without objection, you have the floor, Representative Nakak.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to express on behalf of the people I represent in the westernmost community in the United States. I made a comment to a friend of mine that if they were any further west, they'd be east. But I'd like to say that the folks I represent out there appreciate the support that you've given for provision of postal service. Sometimes my people there have the privilege of waiting from August until January, unfortunately January, to get all their mail, inclusive of their Christmas mail. So it's a terrific shot in their arm. I've known instances where aircraft have had permission readily to land on Big Diomede, which is Soviet territory, and it's has a small military garrison, while we don't even have a little strip on our own piece of turf. And I just like to express for the people of Inalik that thank you.
Are there any more special orders? Announcements, committee meetings. Representative Osi.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Pest Committee will meet today at 3 o'clock, and they will be taking up House Bill 688, Hubert Humphrey Memorial Fund, House Bill 689, Cigarette Taxation, House Bill 694, Hubert Humphrey Memorial Fund. That will be at 3 o'clock.
Representative Gardner.
Judiciary Committee will meet at 3 o'clock today on the criminal code.
Representative Brown.
Speaker, House Labor and Management Committee will meet tomorrow morning, continuing our work on sponsored substitute for House Bill 550 on unemployment compensation insurance. This time we'll be hearing public testimony from members of the general public. Now that the administration has finished its testimony, that may be continuing on Thursday. And I'd like to put, because there are some evening conflicts for Wednesday night, I'd like to put the members of the Telecommunications Select Committee on notice that whether we have the scheduled meeting on Wednesday night depends on whether we have some draft legislation available at that time to talk about, and I'll try to let you know as soon as possible whether the meeting's going to be postponed or canceled.
Representative Bradley.
Mr. Speaker, this evening at 7 p.m. in Courtroom A, there'll be a joint State Affairs Committee meeting with the Senate for an overview of, by the new Capitol Site Planning Commission, Morton Hoppenfeld, on the bill that we have. As a subjective note, it might be good for at least the Anchorage legislators to attend, because the last hearing that we had on that bill, the absence was noted, at least in euphemistic terms. Thank you.
Representative Cooper.
Mr. Speaker, the Finance Committee will meet at 1:15 to finish up, hopefully, proceedings on the public protection budget. After that, we'll go into the development budget. We'll also meet at 8:30 tomorrow morning to finish up some odds and ends that were left open in the remainder of the budget. While I'm on my feet, Mr. Speaker, I hope that we'll have the budget ready to present to the respective caucuses by the end of this week.
Representative Miles.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Tonight at 7:30 in House Judiciary, the House Oil and Gas Committee will be just holding a work session with attorneys from Alpetco going through the contract.
Representative Duncan.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Budget and Audit Committee will meet at noon today in Senate Finance.
Further announcements? Further business to come before the House? Representative Miller?
If not, Mr. Speaker, I'll ask unanimous consent this body stand in adjournment until 10 a.m. tomorrow morning.
Hearing no objection, House is adjourned.